All right. Welcome, everybody. I represent New Beginnings Fellowship. I'm Pastor Tim Hall. I'm referred to by many as Papa T, and that's just fine, too. We're coming to you live from Camp Hallsville. That's our home. And we love to love Jesus here, and we're glad you're here to join us. This is actually already a service in progress. And so we've had some sweet time of worship and sharing and had a few funnies too, but we won't repeat those. But the deal is we want you to be a part of the Word today. The Word is the most important part. Amen. His Word is incorruptible and His Word is transforming.
Amen.
And this is a great opportunity for us to absolutely be transformed. And so as you're listening to this message, listen to Jesus. And what he says to you through the word is the most important thing. And so we're excited that you're here joining us today. We're fixing to jump right into the word. People are wanting to know, well, how do you give during this season? You know, it's an interesting season, isn't it? But it's a very exciting season for what we're doing with Jesus and the ministry of the kingdom. And so we're wanting to encourage you today. It's not any condemnation today, but we want to encourage you. Let's take advantage of this season for the kingdom of God, because it's a great opportunity. And so those of you that are wanting to give, we have an app called Easy Tithe. I can't explain how it works, but it works. And it's a blessing for us. So you can either download that, the Easy Tithe app on your phone, or you can, I think the address is New Beginnings Fellowship, Euless, Texas, or NBF Mid-Cities. I never can quite get that right, but you can search and find better than I can. Or you can go to our website, go to the New Beginnings Fellowship, Euless, Texas, or Mid-Cities website. And it's actually in the top right corner, I think there's a Give Now button. And so you can hit the Give Now button and make us say, wow, that'd be terrific too. And we'll just enjoy that. But I'm so excited you're here, and this service is in progress, so you just join right in. We love the Lord. We're going to have a great time here, even after the message. We've got a few saints here, you know, essential personnel, and they've been helping me, and we've been enjoying the Lord and enjoying each other today. So you join right in. We're going to get right into the Word. Lord Jesus, thank you for your Word.
Yes, Lord.
We honor your Word, and Lord, we submit ourselves to your Word, and we thank you that your Word does not return void without accomplishing the desire of your heart. And so, Lord, we say yes to you and yes to your word. And all the saints said,
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11 says this, for no other foundation can anyone lay. The foundation's been laid.
Yeah.
You know what I like to say about that is the works are finished.
Amen.
The finished works of Jesus, we can't add to it. And sure, don't try to take away from it, but no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One.
Amen.
And so I know that we're in a storm in our nation. That'd be an easy way to describe it, a storm, a corn virus storm. But really and truly, Jesus is our rock. Amen. Amen. There's a parable in Scripture that refers to a hurricane coming. And there were people standing on the sand, building a house upon the sand. It didn't last. But the house that was built upon the rock withstood. And this is what we're saying to you. This house right here, speaking of you, built upon the foundation of Jesus, will stand any storm.
Amen.
Because Jesus is the way of escape. He's the way in the storm, through the storm, out of the storm. And so let me encourage you with this, that the corn virus, I say it because I disrespect it, but the corn virus is a temporary storm.
Amen.
It's temporary. Jesus is the I Am, and that's what this series is about. The series is called See Jesus Clearly, and you'll see the kingdom obviously. And it's based off the scripture that you seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you. And so this is a great message, a strategic message for this storm that we see ourselves in here in the world. And I just want to remind you that it's temporary. And actually, the messages in this series, this is actually number 12, I think. You go back on podcast, listen to the other 11. There was great preparation for this season, if you capture the message.
Amen.
And this message will also help you in this season not to just survive. I know there's a lot of survival mentality out there, a lot of fear mentality. This message, Jesus, seeing Jesus clearly, center in your life, will not only help you survive, it'll help you thrive. You say, is that possible? Absolutely right, because Jesus is the I Am, the El Shaddai. And what that means, I Am, is that he's more than enough for anything we need or anything we face. And he told the disciples when he came upon them and they were in the boat in a storm. Just think about you being in the storm. He told them, first thing he said, be not afraid. Don't fear.
Amen.
There's a lot of fear out there. And he said, don't fear. We don't have to fear. Okay? You're not a normal human. If you know Jesus, Jesus is in you. And you have access to his peace and to his love and to his power. He told the disciples, he said, don't be afraid. And you know, the next thing he said, I am. He is the I Am, more than enough in your life, in your situation, no matter what you're facing.
Amen.
And then he said this, he said, cheer up.
Right.
Now, isn't that great? I mean, there's a lot of discouragement, a lot of despondency, a lot of depression out there that goes right along with fear, doesn't it? It's fruit of fear. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus said, don't be afraid. Recognize the I Am, that he's the I Am in your life. And he says, cheer up. And so let's let the I Am, his name is Jesus, be more than enough for you, because he's very, very personal. I know sometimes we think about church and but I want to tell you, he's a personal Lord. He's a very personal Lord. And he wants to be that for you. And he wants to be your foundation. So I want to tell you, if you're on shifting sand right now, today can be the day that you choose to let Jesus be your foundation. He's not under any world or earthly limitations. A lot of rules out there right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's not under any world or earthly limitations. He's not under any human restrictions. He proved that with miracles.
Amen.
That he was the I Am. I know there's a lot of believers even that are frozen in fear. But I want to ask you to make the choice to be free from fear today.
Amen.
And it sounds so simple. But I'm here to tell you that the Bible says that he did not give us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
But he gave us, fear is a spirit.
Yeah.
It's not just circumstances, it's a spirit.
Yeah.
And the spirit of fear is darkness.
Yeah.
Okay, that's from the enemy. But what he gave us, what Jesus gives us, is a spirit of power.
Amen.
Isn't that great? We need power. Spirit of power, spirit of love.
Amen.
I want to tell you, people need to feel loved right now. No greater feeling that'll bring security in your life than letting the Lord love on you.
Amen.
And also a peaceful mind. And that really fits, doesn't it? Doesn't that fit? And so I want you to hear this voice of hope today and let him bring peace and comfort to you in the midst of this storm. Jesus is the great I Am, and he's the solution to the raging winds out there and the voices of fear and the waves of turmoil. And we seem to be surrounded by them. And if you listen to the TV, that's what it's saying. All right. But the finished works of Jesus is what we focus on. And when Jesus on the cross and he said, it is finished, this was for you. He's the rock that we can stand on. And so what we do during this season, during this time, the key to you receiving peace and comfort and letting the Lord be your foundation is to remember him.
Amen.
And so let's practice remembering him, putting your mind and your focus on him, and remember your salvation. It does not wear off. Isn't that great news? It's not post-dated. I want to tell you, it's for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let him be your assurance. And he wants more than anything else for you to practice receiving of him. And a lot of times we feel like, well, we're not worthy. No, Jesus paid the price for us to receive of him. It pleases him for us to receive of him. And the Bible says that he's our strength. And our strength, that strength is a great word, because I've shared before that it's like a bridge word to the word health. And so there's a whole lot of health and healing and wholeness in Jesus. So let Jesus be your focus. We talk about Jesus being our center. And practice continually looking to him. You know, Jesus was healing one man and he told him, he said, look up. And I want to tell you, that's a great word. That's a great word for us to look past the storm and to look up and to see Jesus and focus on him.
Yes.
So this thing, this series is so right on. Let's see Jesus clearly. See Jesus clearly today. We'll see the kingdom obviously in your life. You'll go, wow. And that's because of Jesus.
Amen.
So there's a couple kingdoms in this world. Which kingdom are you associated with? Which kingdom do you give allegiance to? Because whatever kingdom you give allegiance to is the fruit that's going to show up in your life.
Yeah.
And so Philippians 4:6 gives us a direct answer to what a lot of the world is asking right now. It says this, do not fret or have anxiety. This is the Amplified Bible. Do not fret, Philippians 4:6. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Wow, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
It's never okay to have anxiety about anything.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's Word of God. It's never healthy.
Amen.
To have anxiety about anything.
Amen.
That's right.
You see, that's not healthy. That drains you. That destroys you. It steals from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Robs from you. Steals from you. Kills. Destroys. But this is what Bible says. But in every circumstance, it says every circumstance. I love that the Bible's clear.
Amen. Amen.
And don't think that I'm being mean to you. This is Bible, and this is good news. Because we can be free from that. In every circumstance and in everything, in case there's a question about your situation, it says in everything.
Yeah.
By prayer and petition, that's being very specific, asking of the Lord, with thanksgiving. And thanksgiving is a very important ingredient in this.
Yeah.
Because it means that you're praying, believing that He's answering.
Yeah.
And you're giving thanks. And when you're giving thanks, I want to tell you, it gives you a heavenly perspective. It helps you recognize what the Lord's doing and what He wants to do when you're practicing thanksgiving.
Amen.
By prayer and petition, definite request with thanksgiving, you continue to make your wants known to God. And so God's answer to this whole situation is Jesus.
Amen.
He's the I Am. And when Jesus produced finished works on the cross, He provided for us salvation, complete forgiveness. And in that salvation, complete forgiveness, the I Am, matter of fact, the description of I Am that God gave Moses to describe who He was to the people is that I Am means that He's everything that you need and could possibly need.
Right.
Okay? He is our shepherd and we shall not want.
Amen.
That's beautiful. That describes the Lord. And that's what Jesus said. He said, I Am. And so He's provided our forgiveness. And so any guilt, shame, blame, condemnation that would keep you coming from Him is illegal.
Amen.
What we're to receive is His forgiveness, and He has qualified you to come and receive. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
And so the I Am, you know, He's provided our health, our protection, in Him's protection. A lot of people are worried right now about protection. Jesus is our protection. He's our provision. A lot of people right now are saying, what am I going to do? Jesus is our provision. You say, how's He going to do it? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but I want to tell you, He's the creator. He's very creative. And He's the provider. And He may not provide it in the way that, you know, you figure it out. But His ways are higher than our ways.
Amen.
And so our part is to believe and receive.
Yeah.
He's provided. And He gives us favor. And keep in mind that He's a limitless supply. I want to show you Proverbs 4. Verse 20 and through 22, it says, my son, and this also applies to daughters, my son, attend to my words. Now, I love that word attend, because that word attend means to be alert to.
Yeah.
And when I think about being alert to, I like to hunt, I like to fish, and one of the greatest challenges in hunting is hunting deer, because deer are very, very wary. They're very alert, and it's a challenge. Okay, to get up close to one, because they can hear so well.
Amen.
And when you can watch their ears. Their ears will continually turn, and they're continually alert to any, even the minute noise.
Yeah.
And so this is that same word. Son, daughter, be alert to. Mm-hmm. Be alert to this. Be tuned in to my words.
Yeah.
Consent means to say yes.
Yeah.
To submit means to yield to. And so when we're alert, expecting, we have an expectancy to hear from the Lord when we're in His Word. I want to tell you, it's a lot easier to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, as we're in His Word and we're saying yes to Him before we even read, that makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It makes a difference. And when we're submitting to a saint, in other words, Lord, whatever you say to me, I'm already saying yes to. Lord, whatever you say to me, I'm going to practice before I even hear.
Amen.
Oh, that's it. Heaven loves this.
Yes, right.
Let them not depart from your sight. This means that you need to be zeroed in on what he's saying and what the Word of God is saying to you. Be zeroed in. Be focused on. And you can't do this if you don't turn the TV off.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm saying that is because I minister to ministers, and there's been some ministers that have shared with me that they're having trouble, they're struggling and everything. I get to questioning about what are you doing, what's the day going on. They have the corn virus on all day long.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, I'm just going to announce this. It doesn't matter how spiritual you are or how mature you are or how qualified you may feel. If you are listening, taking in the corn virus all day long, you'll be affected.
Yeah.
All right, we're affected by what we hear.
Yes, we are.
Faith comes by hearing the Word of God.
Amen.
Fear comes by hearing you got it.
Yeah.
Okay? And so this is why it's very, very important for us not to let this out of our sight, but to keep them in the center of our heart. And, you know, there's other things, other responsibilities, other things we got to do in this life. You know, the Lord understands that. But what's the center?
Yes.
What's the center? What's the main channel?
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, this is something all of us can do because the Lord provides a helper, Holy Spirit, to help us do this. You can center in on Jesus in your heart and what the Word is saying, saying yes to Him, submitting to Him, cooperating with Him, and hungry, alert, attending to want to hear Him. And the Lord will make it so.
Yeah. Amen.
And He can be the center, even though you have responsibilities at work and with family and different things. Let Him be the center. For they are life to those who find them. Now, I want to tell you, life is obvious right now.
Yeah.
The darker the cloud, the brighter the light.
That's right.
And I want to tell you, when you know Jesus and you're sharing the Word of God and the love of the Lord, the joy of the Lord right now out there is a very bright light. And you know what? The Lord has said to you, I give you my joy. It's His joy.
Yeah.
It's real joy. It's more than an emotion. It's real joy. And it's life. It's life to you. There's a big difference between, let me just say it to you like this. There's a lot of people working real hard right now in a fearful way.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big difference between fruit and effort.
Mm-hmm.
Because fruit is a result of life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you, when we tune into the life of the Lord, we're going to see the fruit.
Right. Yeah.
Fruit is an expression of life. And so let's be sure that we're tuned in. Look what it says. Life to those who find Him. Healing. There's healing.
Amen. Yeah.
There's a lot of wounded hearts. A lot of hurting hearts. There's healing for us. And health to all of our flesh. Well, this is better than vitamins, folks. This is health to all of our flesh. Now you say, well, that's just a cute saying. No, when God says something, He means it. And it's real.
Yeah.
And so there's something that we got to do. We got to be sure that we're a part of the culture of the kingdom of God. A greater allegiance to the culture of the kingdom of God, even though we live in the kingdom of this world.
Yeah.
And so that's very, very important. You know, there are people, and I'm not saying this is bad, but people understand. Sometimes people take medicine 3 times a day. Well, how many times a day are you in the Word?
Right.
Because this is better than medicine. This is life to you. It's healing to you. It's health to all your flesh. And a lot of times people ask, you know, well, you know, I don't have time. Well, you know what? Schedules have changed.
Yeah.
Schedules are probably more flexible right now than ever before.
Yeah.
You know what I told the teenagers this week? Hey, look. All right. You remember I said this? I said, hey, take advantage of this season to let's grow in the Lord more than ever before.
Amen.
We can focus on the Lord. We can have more time in the Word. We can fellowship in the Word together through social media. But I want to tell you, this is an opportunity. Let's take advantage of this season to become closer to the Lord, to get to know God better than we ever have in our life.
Amen.
This is a great opportunity. Okay, let's take it. We may not ever have this kind of season again. Let's take advantage of it. And, you know, let's meditate on Jesus. Let's learn to meditate on Jesus, on His Word and on His works. I'm going to show you an example of this in a little bit. But give yourself an opportunity to taste and see that the Lord really is sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. Yeah. This is a season to get addicted to Jesus.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
What a great opportunity we have. Let's make it so. I used to have a little dog named Prince. Some of you remember him. A little Yorkie. And he was an elderly little dog. As a matter of fact, he was so old he didn't have any teeth anymore. And so, you know, I had to feed him soft food. And I don't know how, but this little puppy dog could be asleep and he could hear me open the cabinet where his food was, and he would spring out of his sleep and come out of his bed and come running in there where I was. And that little outfit was so cute because he would wiggle from his nose to his little stub tail. Everything in him was excited and he would wiggle. And he knew it was food time, and he was very alert.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
He was very alert, and he was a hungry boy, and he was enthusiastic about receiving. And I want to tell you, that's what heaven wants to see.
Amen.
That's our approach. And he was so precious because we would be sitting at the table, and my beautiful blonde, my beautiful little wife, she would not allow him. I don't want him up under our feet at the table. So I had to train him. He set off right over there, get away from the table. Boy, he'd be alert. And he'd be watching. He'd be expecting.
Yeah.
And that's the way we ought to be.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, when a crumb hit the floor, we didn't have to holler vacuum cleaner. Prince was there not only to pick up the crumb and enjoy the crumb, but to mop the floor at the same time. So you know what I'm saying. But that ought to be our heartbeat. Man, our eyes are looking and expecting to hear from the Lord. And you know what? We'll hear from him a lot more often.
Yeah, it's true.
And so let's get addicted to him. Practice his presence. His word is the living word. It's holy bread. And we need to eat it up. The word also describes his word being as milk. And it says that we're to crave the milk of the Lord, the milk of the word, just like babies crave for milk. Now, you know how they do.
Yeah.
Hey, often, very often.
Yeah.
And when they want milk and when they crave, they cry for it. And I want to tell you, when you cry out to the Lord, he answers.
Amen. Yeah.
Okay, so call upon the name of the Lord. Ask for enrichment. He loves to enrich you. And his word is life to us inside and out. So hear him. Very important to do what he says when you hear him. Okay, be a good steward of it. Do what he says. We apply it. We love him with the word by doing what he says. And we love on others with the word. Because it's not just for you, is it?
Amen.
It's for others. We're to share the bread. Amen. So I want to show you Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 34. This is probably a common story for you, but it seems to fit today. So we're going to take a quick look at it. And there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years and who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had. Wow. And was no better, but instead grew worse. Now, I want to tell you, there's testimonies of that out there. And I'm not giving a bad report on doctors. You know what? Doctors have the same goal we have, and that's healing and health. They have a different lane to approach that in. But we respect, we're on the same team, is what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
We're on the same team. But we do understand also, though, that Dr. Jesus has the final word or the higher word of authority for us.
Yeah.
And just because they wear a white jacket doesn't mean they're your boss, okay? They're your helper.
Yeah.
Amen. They're your servant. They're your helper, okay? Let Jesus be your authority.
Yeah.
Amen? There's some wisdom there. I don't have time to go there. I could. Okay, but listen to what, this is verse 27. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus. Now you think about what she had heard. She had heard about his words, what he said.
Yeah.
And so she was meditating on his words. She had heard about his works. You know what she heard? She heard that people, and there was a number of times that people would come and touch Jesus' robe and be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Just by touching his robe, they would be healed. He had little ones come, and he would lay hands on people. He ministered healing to people in a number of different ways.
Yeah.
But one of the ways that she heard about was that they could just touch his robe, and they would be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And so, get this now. She heard those reports, and so she was meditating in her heart on the words of Jesus and the works of Jesus. And when she did that, hope came.
Yeah.
And I'm here to share with you, that's the way it happens with us. Okay? Are you hurting about hope right now? Because deferred hope is it's tough on you.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you can put your focus on Jesus. You can get in the Word and meditate on His words and on His works, and the Holy Spirit will reveal to you who He is to you personally. And so that's actually the description of faith. Faith is the expression of things hoped for, the essence of things hoped for. See, hope is an important ingredient there. I think hope comes first.
Yeah.
Okay? Where that the Holy Spirit shows you what the Lord wants to do with you and for you. And He may show you in your imagination room there that God gave you. And He may show you. I honestly think a lot of people are healed on the they see their healing or receive their healing on the inside before it happens on the outside.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to think about, isn't it? But here she is. She's meditating on the words and works of Jesus, and hope rises up. And so as a result of this, Jesus came through the town and the place where she was. She came up from behind Him. There was a crowd of people all around Him. And I actually described this one time as she dived underneath and touched His robe, grabbed His robe right there, touched His robe like she was making a shoestring tackle, and just touched His robe, and the crowd kept moving on. But here's a key ingredient in verse 28. So we know that she was probably meditating on the words and works of Jesus. For she kept saying, this is what she was saying to herself.
Yeah, come on.
This is what she was confessing. But this was also self-talk on the inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we describe that is? The word of faith?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That she heard the voice of hope from meditating on the Lord and His works and His word. She had the voice of hope. Holy Spirit gives that to us. And then the word of faith, where she kept saying and confessing to herself, maybe inside talk, outside talk, that if I only touch His garments, I shall be restored to health.
Yeah.
Now, she got that from hope. The picture of hope.
Yeah.
And so it's an important question. What's your inner talk?
Yeah.
Okay. That says where you are.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because listen, Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Amen.
Yeah.
Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's why we have to guard our heart.
Amen.
And make sure that we're getting the incorruptible seed. Not news of corn virus saturated there, but incorruptible seed in our heart, because out of the heart comes our issues of life.
Yeah.
Our flow of life comes out of that.
Yeah.
And so this is very, very important. But she kept saying, do you see this? She kept saying, self-talk, maybe confessing it out loud, that if I could just touch His garments. So what's your heartbeat for that?
Yeah.
Right.
What's your confession? What do you say when no one else is listening?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. Okay? This is what she was saying. If I only touch His garments, I'll be restored to health. And she did. And verse 29 says, and immediately, do you see that? Her flow of blood was dried up at the source.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly she felt in her body that she was healed of her distressing ailment.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, it was an immediate healing from touching His robe. Mm-hmm. Voice of hope, word of faith, action of faith, because faith without words is dead.
Yeah.
She could have had all of that and not acted on it, and what would have happened? Nothing.
Yeah.
But she acted on it. See, that's what faith does. I'm telling you, this is so exciting. This is something for all of us.
Amen.
If this worked for her, it worked for us. And you know what? Her healing was immediate. Isn't that great? Her healing was immediate.
Amen.
Now, so I like to pray for people. And a lot of times after I pray for people, I'll ask them, is there a difference? Can you tell a difference? Is there a difference?
Amen.
And sometimes there's a yes, sometimes there's a no. But you know, hey, look, sometimes the Lord, I'm telling you, the healing is immediate. Sometimes it's progressive. Whatever it is, we celebrate it because it's Jesus. Because
Amen.
Jesus is the healer, man's not.
Amen.
And so we celebrate whatever the response is. We keep on believing. We keep on loving.
Amen.
All right. And Jesus recognized in Himself that the power proceeded from Him had gone forth.
Yeah.
And this is verse 30. And He turned around immediately in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes I've heard this preached and spoken of by other people, and they kind of present it as a negative thing. But this is not a negative.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me announce to you, He loves for you to take from Him. It blesses him. It blesses him when you take from him. And he loves when you receive from him. And sometimes, man, you know, you can wear out your welcome, right?
Yeah.
And people say, I'll help yourself, but then you help yourself too much. You know, no. I'm telling you, with the Lord, it delights him. It blesses him. This is divine love, where he has your best interest in mind. And this is what he paid for you to receive. And so he loves it when you practice receive. You cannot receive from him too much.
Yeah.
All right. He loves this. This is not a negative. And the disciples kept saying to him, oh, Master, come on. We got people all around us. Everybody's touching us, you know, pressing hard. You ask who touched me. What are you talking about? But see, they didn't understand what he was saying. But Jesus knew. And in verse 32, he kept looking around to see her who had done it. Why did he do that? I want to tell you why. Oh, this is what I believe. Because the Lord loves to finish what he starts.
Amen.
He loves to complete the work that he's
begun.
So, in order for him to complete what he's begun in you, he needs your cooperation. I want to tell you, how many people have we known in the journey who have received, without a doubt, they've received the touch of Jesus, but they didn't continue in the journey.
There you go. There you go.
He not only wants you to start the journey, but he wants to show you how to follow in the journey. He wants to show you that he's the fulfillment of your journey. Amen. Is that great? That's what it means to follow the shepherd. And so he stopped, he shut down everything, and he wanted her to receive continually, not just one time. So, verse 32, still he kept looking around to see her who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had been done for her, though alarmed, frightened, trembling, fell down before him and told him the whole truth. So, what about her response here? Well, what she did was illegal. What she did was against culture.
Yeah.
Right.
What she did that day, receiving from Jesus, could have had her killed and stuff. So, she showed a greater allegiance to Jesus and the kingdom of God versus allegiance to the Roman Empire or the Jewish culture.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? That's a very big statement. Because I want to tell you, there's a lot of Christians around the world who have made this decision early on. That when they received Christ, it meant that they chose allegiance to Jesus over their own culture, over their own family,
yes.
Over their own government.
Yes.
Well, you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
I want to tell you, Christians in America, we've eased along in our rejoicing journey. And I want to tell you, a lot of us haven't made that decision yet. And I pray not, but there may be. Because even though, no, this is not the Great Tribulation, I've had to answer that question a few times. But it does not mean that the body of Christ won't go through tribulation before the Great Tribulation.
Right.
Because the Bible says troubled days come.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of believers around the world that are experiencing troubled days. And so I'm here to tell you that we need, as citizens of the kingdom of God, our allegiance to Jesus needs to be greater than our allegiance to our culture, greater than allegiance to our government. I'll get pushback from this, but I'm telling you, this is Bible. This lady is an example of it. Okay. And so she confessed and shared the whole truth. Now, look, this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. And I'm sharing with you that this is even the way of salvation. This is a spiritual principle.
There you go.
And this the way of salvation that we confess with our mouth what God's done in our hearts.
Amen.
And so this is a spiritual principle. Even in your growing and in your developing, we encourage people that what God's done in your heart, what he's saying in your heart, what he's doing in your life is not just for you, it's for others. But in order, there's a principle, as you confess with your mouth what God has said and done, then it's manifested to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's made more real to you.
There you go.
And it's not just for you, it's for others. So this was an important ingredient.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
And she did this, okay? And this is what Jesus said to her. I love this. Don't you, daughter? Your faith, your trust, confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health.
Amen.
So that was her healing.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you, there's a difference between healing and health.
Yeah.
And so Jesus not only healed her that day, but he also shared with her a key ingredient about walking in continual healing.
Amen.
Or divine health. Would you rather have divine health or healing? Well, I want to tell you, blessing is greater than a miracle. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I'm not trying to challenge you. I'm just trying to share with you that there's more for us to walk in. Look what Jesus said for her to walk in divine health. He said, go into peace.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, when you walk in peace, peace is healthy.
Amen. Yes, it is.
We've shared it before, but dis-ease on the inside of you, in your soul, dis-ease can attract disease.
Yeah.
Do you get that?
Amen.
That really comes from 3 John 1:2 when boy, he's praying the will of God for his people, and he said, I pray in all things that you prosper, in all things that you're blessed, and that your body will prosper in health and be blessed. Just like the priority that your soul, assumption, that your soul is prospering in the Lord, and your soul is being blessed in the Lord.
Amen.
And so I'm telling you, when we are walking in peace with the Lord and in the things of God, walking in the Word and the ways of God, our soul is healthy. And if your soul is healthy, it promotes physical health and it promotes blessing and health in all areas of your life. See Jesus clearly and you'll see all things, the kingdom of God clearly. See Jesus clearly, you'll see the kingdom of God, obviously. All right, you see that?
Amen.
So I love this about the Lord. He didn't get offended that all of her money was spent on doctors. No, I'm telling you, if it was some of us, we'd have a way of working that in. Oh, and by the way, no. I'm telling you, Jesus didn't come to condemn.
Amen.
I want to tell you, she was trying in whatever level you're in, she was in. And I want to say to you, there is compassion from heaven for your journey.
Amen.
And for what you've gone through. And heaven's to help. The word of God is powerful to restore and renew.
Amen.
And Jesus didn't say something like, oh, well, finally you come to me. Oh, I'm plan B? Well, thank you very much. No. I'm telling you, Jesus will take you any way he can get you.
Amen.
Okay, but it's never too late call on the Lord. She heard of Jesus, she practiced listening until she heard the voice of hope inside of her and began to speak the words of faith.
Amen.
And she acted on it.
Amen.
Now here's a key that I want to share with you. We've got to soak in his word, and meditating on him in his word and meditating on him in his works, and soak it in for it to come. And I hope you catch this. It's got to come from here to here.
Amen.
And we've got to have a soak. And sometimes that takes a season.
Yes, it does.
It may have taken a season with her. We don't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it takes a while.
Yeah.
For that word, logos, to go from here to become here, where it's rhema, where it's life to you, where it's personal revelation to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And sometimes that takes a while, but whatever long it takes, that's what we call renewing our mind.
Amen.
And Jesus is worth it. And he wants to reveal himself. He wants you to see him clearly.
Yep.
And when we see him clearly, we'll see the kingdom, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so there was a couple of questions here. Let me just say it like this, because I'm going to wrap up, or I'm heading that direction. So stay with me. She was unclean.
Yeah.
She was a woman. Yeah. There was so much stacked against her.
Yep.
But I want to tell you what I love about her, and I'm looking forward to hugging her in heaven. And I want to tell you what I love about her. She chose to identify with Jesus and not the crowds.
Amen.
Yep.
If she had just chosen to focus on the crowds, she'd gone home.
Yep. Yep.
She chose to focus on Jesus and not the curse.
Yep. Yep.
All right? Because I want to tell you, the religion of that day said you're a cursed woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
She chose to identify with Jesus and take the risk versus being stoned to death.
Yeah.
To receive life versus being stoned to death.
Yeah.
She chose faith over fear.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a message for us today. And so you choose, I'm telling this to you and everybody looking online, you choose what you identify with.
That's right. Yeah, that's true. Right.
What's your focus? Where is your heart centered? I love that she chose to receive the blessing of Jesus versus the curse of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have had all kind of failures, all kinds of situations happening in your life. You may have been told by religious people that you're cursed because of what you did or what you didn't do. But I'm here to announce good news to you is that Jesus took our curses on him.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
Upon the tree, upon the cross, he took our curse upon him. And he has set us free from the curse so that we can be blessed because of his works, not because of ours.
Amen.
It's not your failures that disqualify you. It's the works of the cross that Jesus did on the cross that does qualify you.
Amen.
That's great news. That's gospel. The kingdom we choose to identify with determines the effects we have or the fruit that we have.
Yes, absolutely.
She chose life. You know, that's what God said, even in Old Testament. He told his people over again, he said, hey, I put before you life and death. And we have life and death before us. And he said, this is what I want for you, choose life. And that's what Jesus is for us. He's life for us. And she focused on being healed versus being sick. I love that. But hey, when are we going to focus on the promises instead of the problem? This is something we can do right now. I want to tell you, if we had Peter here today, the Peter that walked on water, and we interviewed him, he would probably say something like this. He'd probably say, saints, don't look at the waves. Hey, there's a lot of waves out there right now. And he'd tell us, don't look at the waves. He'd probably say to us, don't listen to the wind.
Right.
He'd say to us, focus on Jesus.
Yeah.
Not only will you walk in the supernatural, but you'll be able to follow him when you have your focus on him. And so I think there's a lot there. And so it's important for us to be in the Word of God so that we see, we have the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to convince us, to show us that we have our rights by our birth in Jesus. We have birth rights because we've accepted Jesus. And this gives expectations when we become convinced of this. And it takes a while to become convinced.
Yeah.
But the Bible over and over, over and over again says, be convinced, to be assured. For example, of his love for us. When you're assured and convinced how much God loves you, it's hard for the enemy to tell you a lie. It's hard for the enemy to say to you, well, this happened because God doesn't love you. You know, that knocks out a whole lot of the enemy's ammo when you're convinced. And so your receiving is not based on how you feel. And I have to say that because we're such an emotional-based society. Self-focused, emotional-based society. And but when we're Christ-focused and we're Word-based, the foundation is Jesus, then the Holy Spirit's able to show us that this is what Jesus paid for you. This is a part of the finished work, and it's for you, and it's got your name on it. Now, that's exciting. And it's based on his forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. We get this because we're forgiven.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Our position of righteousness. And so here's the main question. Are you willing to change cultures?
Mm-hmm.
Because that takes some choices and some backup on your part. There's a lot of people that profess the kingdom of God. But the fruit in your life right now determines whether you're being a professor or a possessor. If you're a possessor of the kingdom of God, then the fruit of the Spirit is obvious in your life.
Amen.
And not from your grunting. Remember, it's from life. Fruit's the result of life, flow of life. And so that's a main thing that only you can answer. What are you more aware of in your life right now? Fear? Flesh, failure. Are you more aware of peace, fellowship, love life with Jesus? Joy, peace. You see, it's important, and I'm going to just share a couple of things with you about this season right now, and I'm finished. Jesus wants your house, this one right here, to be the manifestation of his kingdom.
Amen.
It's your birthright for receiving Christ, that you have his peace in you. Because he's in you. His peace, his joy, his love. To walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit right here. And we need that for our homes. I'm telling you, in this day, your home needs to be a kingdom of God home.
Amen.
Where the kingdom of God culture is preeminent. But your home can't be the evidence of the kingdom of God, the fruit of the Spirit, if this house is not.
Yes,
and so that's very, very important. This is a season. Let's use this opportunity to grow, have more flexible schedules. Let's develop. Let's grow. Let's get close to the Lord. I've had some parents say to me, my kids aren't at school. Okay. All right. Let me just encourage you a little bit. Let's use this opportunity with them being home to connect with them.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'm telling you, it's a busy, busy lifestyle. We can disconnect.
Yes.
And not even realize it till it's too late. So let's use this opportunity to connect with our kids and each other. Hey, I'm encouraging parents to do this. Have a game night. Let's go back 50 years. Let's go back 70 years to what family was like. And maybe even cut off the electronics for one night.
Woo!
Whoa. So you talk to each other, not text each other. But how about this? How about having a game night one night? How about having a book night? Where you read your kids, even girl kids, you read them stories. There's a lot of health. There's a lot of connection in that.
Yes.
Okay? And where you have meals together. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, not where everybody grabs a sack and runs off to their room.
Yeah.
But where you actually sit down and have a meal together and you connect, you share your hearts. Hey, what about having communion together as a family?
Yeah.
Wow. How precious that is. Well, I'm telling you, this is an opportunity to create some memories.
Yeah.
Your kids, your grandkids will look back on this season and say, do you remember that time of the coronavirus? Mm-hmm. Those were great memories my parents made for me. Mm-hmm. Everybody else was complaining and fearful and stressed out. But you know what? My parents made great memories. My grandparents made great memories for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I love that time. And I grew more in the Lord during that season than any time in my life. I'm telling you, I'm experiencing the fruit of the time I had with the Lord and the way I grew in the Lord during that. Doesn't that sound like a great testimony?
Yeah.
Maybe taking walks as a family. How about this? How about mom and dad going out in the backyard and sitting down and each having a drink of something and holding hands and calling it a day? Well, what are you going to do? Go to the movies? No, I don't think so. But I'm telling you, there's life in that.
Amen.
How about having a movie night as a family? Or one that you can talk about and get something good out of. And how about taking this opportunity to listen to each other? Not just talk at each other, but listen to each other. Take time to listen to the Lord. Take time to soak in the Lord. And use this as an advantage. This would be a great time for parent pressure to be a greater influence than peer pressure.
Yeah.
Wow. What I'm saying is there's all kinds of opportunities out there. Don't forget your neighbors.
Amen.
Because a big part of Jesus' life is loving on others the way the Lord has loved on you. Does that sound like life to you?
Amen.
And so let's take advantage of this season of opportunity. We're for you. We're praying for you. Thank you for joining us today. And we want to say God bless you. We bless you in Jesus' name.